We would very much like you to have, and as many as possible of your companions, come to confer with us as soon as you have tested our atmosphere. Come in spacesuits if you must. The air was tested and found suitable. True, it did not match exactly that of Tellus or Rigel IV or Volantia, but then neither did that of the Dauntless, since that gaseous mixture was a compromised one and mostly artificial to boot. Warsel, Tregoncy, and I will go to this conference, Kinnison decided. The rest of you, sit tight. I don't need to tell you to keep on your toes that anything is apt to happen anywhere without warning. Keep your detectors full out and keep your noses clean. Be ready, like the good little endeavors you are, to do with your might what your hands find to do. Come on, fellows. And the three lensmen strode, wriggled, and waddled across the field, to and into a spacious room of the administration building. Strangers, or I should say friends, I introduce you to Wise, our president. Kinnison's acquaintance said, clearly enough, although it was plain to all three lensmen that he was shocked at the sight of the Earthman's companions. I am informed that you understand our language, the president began doubtfully. He, too, was staring at Tregoncy and Warsel. He had been told that Kinnison, and therefore supposedly the rest of the visitors, were being fashioned more or less after his own pattern, but these two creatures, for they were not even remotely human in form. Tregoncy, the Regellian, with his leathery, multi-appendaged oil-drum-like body, his immobile dome of a head and his four blocky pillars of legs, must at first sight have appeared fantastic indeed. And Wurzel, the Volantian, was infinitely worse. He was repulsive, a thing materialized from sheerest nightmare, a leather-winged, crocodile-headed, crooked-armed, 30-foot-long, pythonish, reptilian monstrosity. But the president of Medon saw at once that which the three outlanders had in common. The lenses, each glowingly aflame with its own innate pseudo-vitality. Kinnison's clamped to his brawny wrist by a band of metallic alloy. Tregoncy's embedded in the glossy black flesh of one mighty sinuous arm. Warsel's apparently driven deep and with cruel force into the horny scaly hide squarely in the middle of his forehead, between two of his weirdly stalked, repulsively extensible eyes. It is not your language we understand, but your thoughts, by virtue of these lenses, which you have already noticed. The president gasped as Kinnison bulleted the information into his mind. Go ahead. Just a minute. As the unmistakable sensation swept through his being. We've gone free, the whole planet, I perceive. In that respect, at least, you are in advance of us. As far as I know, no scientist of any of our races has even thought of a Bergenhold big enough to free a world. It was long in the designing, many years in the building of its units, Wise replied.